Welcome back to another episode of MotoGP Mac, and today we're going to talk about Augusto Fernandez's comments on his season so far. Now, speaking recently, Augusto said, "I am down in the dumps because honestly, I cannot explain it either. I don't know why I do not go so fast. I don't feel like myself. I feel slow on the bike. I don't have the confidence and I'm not riding well. While it is important to do the race so I can be able to tell the team what I need, what we can try and find to get familiar with this new bike. I want to get back the speed of last year when we were far more competitive. We have a better bike this year, but I'm not able to adapt to the riding style that she wants. I have to understand what she needs. I lose a lot when entering corners. I'm slow and I don't go in as fast as I like. It's at this point last year, I was very comfortable, rode very fluidly, letting the bike flow and lapping very well. While this year, I'm in extreme difficulty. I have thought about the possibility of using the old frame to make a comparison. You have to take into account that this year the lap times are much faster than last season. But I could do a mix between last year's bike and this year's bike. This year's bike has much more grip at corner exit, but the carbon frame flexes an awful lot, and this is what puts me into difficulty. I've gotten so used to the stiffness of last year's bike, and this is what's limiting me to go fast on this year's bike." Now, also, Augusto was talking about, you know, he is no dummy either, and was mentioning that, you know, if he doesn't perform, it could be the end of his MotoGP career. And he said, "Of course, we cannot fool ourselves here. If you don't have speed, you don't run well, you won't receive any help. And next year, there will be no contract. It is very clear to me that this is a decisive year and we have to hurry to get back to the performance. I am the first one not to want to be so far behind." And I think, you know, he's not wrong here. Like, KTM, they are ruthless when it comes to rider performance. And this year, as you can see, and as you've heard with Augusto, he cannot get used to the flex of the carbon frame. And he's come in as a rookie. He's learned the stiffness. He's learned to rely on the bike. And now the bike has dramatically changed. He's struggling to actually keep on riding it the way it needs to be ridden. I genuinely do hope that he can figure it out. But looking at how far behind he was in most races, lap time wise, you know, it's definitely not looking good for him. Now, hopefully in the next couple of weeks before the races in Kota, he can try and find and look at the data and understand something that maybe they have overlooked or missed. But I would definitely love to know your thoughts. Do you think GasGas/KTM could replace Augusto Fernandez before the end of the season? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another video.